What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness, across all social media platforms. If this is your first time seeing my face or hearing my beautiful voice, I'm a diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform on social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy, and also validate the victims, survivors, and thrivers of said disorder and toxic traits, toxic people, and things like that. Because we know not everybody's a narcissist. Today's episode will be about narcissists and religion, God and narcissism, and all the other good things in between. So let me preface this right here. This is not an attack on my religious folks. This is not an attack on anybody's religion, your belief, or anything like that. This is my personal perspective on the issues with narcissism and religion and things like that. Because personally, I get attacked by a lot of people in my comment sections. Y'all might see them. I make jokes about it sometimes. Like, they just come in my comment section like, Lee, you're demonically possessed. This is the Jezebel spirit. This, that, and the third. I've actually had pastors or preachers or whoever make long videos and do live sessions about just talking about self-aware narcissists. Well, little old me. Talk about the demon of Jezebel spirit. Y'all getting advice from Jezebel about how to live life. I mean, okay, y'all. Okay. Do I believe in God? Absolutely, yes. Do some narcissistic people, toxic people believe in God? Yes. There are narcissistic Christians. There are narcissistic Muslims, they're narcissistic, you know, any other religion, like Hindu, there is narcissists in every single religion, because it's not a religious thing. It is absolutely a personality disorder. It's toxic traits. It's emotional. Sometimes it's built into the culture. Sometimes it's built into the religion. I had a one-on-one very recently with a woman, a Hispanic woman. She was like, machismo. She's like, the machismo is just pretty much narcissism built into the culture. I was like, oh, that's interesting. Interesting concept and stuff like that. So, God and religion. So, first of all, y'all, spiritual abuse, spiritual manipulation is absolutely real, y'all. There are a lot of narcissists and toxic people who use God or Jesus or any type of religion to manipulate you. They just will. They use this type of stuff to manipulate you and to control you. They use religion to control you. If they can trigger you, they can control you. If they can get you to believe in the same, believe in their version of events in the Bible, they can control you as well. You know what I mean? If they can manipulate the Bible or the Quran into their favor to manipulate you with, they absolutely will. You know what I mean? So me personally, I believe in God, y'all. I'm not here on this journey without God. I'm just not. Y'all can call it the Jezebel spirit or whatever, but this is a God-blessed journey that I'm on to help as many people as humanly possible. You mean, that's why I don't look at the personality disorder as a curse most times. Sometimes, you know, sometimes I still do. But sometimes I look at it as, you know, it's a God-blessed journey that I'm on right now. God gave me this gift, the gift of NPD. Because when my wife had left me in like March or April of 2020, right, I was completely lost. I just felt like I didn't have anything to look forward to anymore. Was I going to unalive myself? Absolutely not. Those thoughts did not cross my mind. I was just lost. So you know what I did when she left? When I was sitting in the house by myself, I picked up the Bible. I started reading the Bible. And I started praying more. I gave it to God. I was like, with God, you know, I read the story of Joseph that seriously inspired me and things like that. And it just helped me get to the point where I'm at right now. You know, it helped me get through those times. I was like, let thy will be done, God. You know what I mean? Do I want my wife to come back? Absolutely, yes. You know what I mean? But will I be sad if she doesn't come back? Yeah. But like, if it's not in God's will, then it's not going to happen. That's how I felt. You know what I mean? That's how my mind started working, you know. But I tell a lot of people in these situations that, like, I believe in God. Like, this is a God-blessed journey. Like, God, again, I read the whole Bible and I didn't stop. I know people just like, some people will use God some narcissists and toxic people will use God to get you back into their life. I didn't do that. My wife is not religious. I didn't use God to get her back. I couldn't. Well, I'm just like, God said you need to come home. She's not Christian. I can say that. You know what I mean? She's not a very religious person at all. She's not an atheist. She's not just super religious and things like that. But I tell people in these situations, I say, hey, look, this is what I prayed. I read the Bible. You know, some people will use the Bible to manipulate you and to come back home. I didn't do that. She didn't have to come back. Like, if she didn't come back, I was going to be fine regardless. But when she did come back, I didn't stop reading the Bible. I kept reading the Bible, finished the Bible in its totality. I also read the Quran as well. I've had people in my comment section like, why'd you read the Quran? I'm like, why not? You know what I mean? and things like that. So I believe in God. This is a God-blessed journey. I'm not here without God. But will some people use God to manipulate you with? Yes, absolutely. And those people can be narcissists, or they cannot be. They don't have to be narcissists, but some of them are narcissistic. They use God to manipulate you with. They be the best Christians out front. Some of these people be pastors. You know, and some of these pastors be huge narcissists, be horrible people. Be horrible people. But hey, I'm a pastor, so I have to be a good person. You have to look at me in a certain light because I'm a pastor, right? That's how they get some. That's how they get a lot of people. I'm a pastor, you got to listen to me. That's how they manipulate you. You know, I'm a pastor, you have to hear me. You have to hear it this way. That's how they get you. So I tell this to people all the time. You're dealing with a narcissistic person or toxic person, this is how it's going to go for you sometimes. Like, if you, especially in the religious community, they're going to use that to manipulate you with. God said, God don't believe in divorce. You know, Jesus don't like divorces, right? They'll tell you stuff like that. You mean, there's no reason. You can't get divorced. It's in the Bible. To death do us part. I don't care what I do to you. To death do us part. So some of them would use the Bible to manipulate you with. But you know, but y'all, if you knowledge is power in these situations right here, y'all. The more knowledge you have on the Bible and religion, whatever religion you're part of, the more protected you will be in these type of situations. You know, this is how it's gonna go. I know it doesn't sound fair to people. It's like, but well, you gotta get what you have to, y'all. You have to know what you're praising, you have to know what you're worshiping, you have to know who you worship. Because like I said, I've seen pastors do horrible stuff and get away with this horrible stuff that they do to people, right? And because they're pastors, and people automatically believe that pastors or preachers or whatever are great people. The deacon is a great person. The bishop is a great person. They have to be, right? Because they serve the church. They're doing this on Sunday. They hear every Sunday. They're doing all this on Sundays and things like that. So sometimes spiritual manipulation is real, y'all. Y'all see these cults and stuff like that. A lot of these churches and videos that they do, these documentaries they do on churches, and they keep people in these churches. The pastor or the leader of the church will have like 9 wives and 27 children and stuff like that. But you know, it just they use religion to control people, y'all. They just absolutely do. They use religion to control people. I was turning red. I was like, wait a minute. I got to get off here, y'all. But seriously. So religion and spirit, like I said, I know people will come on this video and not click on it and just hate what I have to say. Like, Lee, you don't know what the hell you're talking about, bro. Stay away from my God. My God. My God. My God. You know, cool. Whatever you have to say, y'all. Like, so this is not an attack on religion, because I do believe in God, you know. But I hate when people use God to manipulate with or to control other people with. Just like, hey, y'all all need to hate Lee Hammack or any kind of self-aware narcissist because they are not of God. They are of the Satan. They are of Satan or of Jezebel or this, that. And you know, I'm just like, okay. That's weaponized religion to get something because you don't like them, because you don't understand them. And I help more people than a lot of the people, you know. My numbers are helping people. You can compare them against pretty much anybody in the field of narcissism, you know, narcissistic personality disorder or the traits and stuff like that. Dealing with narcissistic or toxic people. I'm probably one of the top people doing that right now. You know what I mean? That's not me being braggadocious. It's me being honest. I'm telling y'all, this is God pouring through me. God is pouring through me to help more people deal with people similar to myself. Deal with people that are going through similar situations as I am. You know what I mean? Dealing with similar situations. Narcissistic robot has to reset. Talking about God. Overloading system. God is overloading me right now. God is overloading me with love. Let's flip it. Let's flip this. Aha. But seriously, y'all. It's like I said, don't use this is, you know, don't let people use God to manipulate you with. Get your own solid understanding of it, because a lot of bad people will use the good book, the Quran or the Bible, whatever holy book, to manipulate you with, to control you with, and things like that. Don't let them do that, because this, you know, this, it can get extremely toxic. It gets extremely dangerous in these situations because you don't know what you're dealing with. You can get manipulated. You can waste your life. You can get pregnant with somebody else's, with a baby that you don't really want, because God says you need to reproduce. You know what I mean? The Catholic or whatever, you know, they don't believe in condoms. You need to have another kid. Like, I've got 3. If I have 4, I'll have to quit my job and I'll be under your financial control. God said this. 4th baby, financial abuse, leads to financial abuse now, things like that. You know what I mean? So you have to empower yourselves on these journeys, because if you don't, you know what I mean? You know, if you don't, this is what it can lead to and things like that. So don't let people use God or the Bible to manipulate you, because they absolutely will. Don't let people use the Quran to manipulate you. I got a homeboy. He doesn't understand. He has a very, very loose understanding of the Quran, and he weaponizes it against some people. You know what I mean? I'm just like, oh my goodness. Here we go. You mean, here we go. I hear it, so I had to read the Quran myself. You mean? So that's the point a lot of people have to deal with and stuff like that. So you have to get to that point where you understand, like, that some narcissists and toxic people will absolutely use religion against you. They'll weaponize it. They'll use it to control you. They'll use it to keep you in a toxic-ass situation way longer than what you need to be. You know, instead of going to talk to a marriage counselor or actual therapist, they'll go talk to the pastor who happens to be their best friend. They'll have y'all talking to do a marriage counselor with the pastor or the church or whatever. I've heard stories of people doing marriage counseling with a pastor in the church, and the pastor was sleeping with the wife. I was like, what? And they looked it up. It happened in Georgia. Look that up. That's a true story. Look it up. And guess what happened? The pastor is still head of his church. then slept with this man's wife, got his wife pregnant, got this dude's wife, then cheated on his own wife by sleeping with this other guy's wife who he was counseling, got this other guy's wife pregnant, and they had a baby. I'm just like, and that man is still the pastor of the church. The church forgave him because everybody make mistakes, and the woman's still married to him. I'm just like, oh my goodness. Anyways, y'all, stay tuned, stay empowered, stay strong as you possibly can, y'all. Thank you. Mental illness is out. Peace.